This is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorne.
Another episode here of Celebrity Authority Show. I'm super excited about our guest today. We have Carla Simpson here. She is a thought leader in the area of happiness. Now, happiness is such an overused word. Tell me more about why we need happiness in the world today, Carla. First of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. Very exciting.
Tell us more about why do we need more happiness in the world?
Well, everyone wants to be happy. So I don't think that there's anyone out there that's saying, wakes up in the morning and says, I don't want to be happy. But unfortunately, the society we live in, a lot of people aren't happy. You know, our statistics are showing us that there's a lot of people suffering mental illness, depression, anxiety, and suicides on the rise, and especially in our youth, which is a little bit scary. Yeah. Well, not a little bit scary, it's actually very scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Carla, tell us some more about your story. You've got an amazing story and also a very successful businesswoman as well. So tell us more about who you are, what you do.
So I started my own journey, I guess, travelling the world. I spent 3.5 years backpacking my way around, doing some really crazy stuff, trying to, I guess, discover who I was. And then I came home and decided to settle down. And I established a first gym franchise, Anytime Fitness. They're a big franchise now.
And that's here in Australia?
Yeah, so I have it in my hometown in Woi Woi.
Great, and so that's the central coast of New South Wales, yeah.
Yeah, and I've had it for 5 years now. So I've watched that grow and I built it up to about 1,200 members now, 1,300 members.
And congratulations, that's outstanding.
Thank you. And I love what I do. You know, I'm a personal trainer in there as well. Which is mainly what I do now. And, you know, just seeing the changes in people and what people can do. One of my clients has lost over 75 kilos and just blows my mind every day, you know. So
that must really fulfill you as well, seeing other people transform their life, because you have created this business that allows people to transform their life, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. But that sort of stemmed me on to grow more. So, you know, the gym, yes, I love it, but there was more that I wanted to give. And throughout my journey, I found yoga and how it helped me, you know, and what it did for me. And I don't know, it woke me up one day, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, wow. And I wanted to give that to more people. So
And that was through yoga?
Definitely.
Okay.
The teacher said something to me one day and I thought, oh my gosh, I do have two voices in my head.
So what did the teacher say?
Well, she was just talking throughout the class. I was practicing yoga and there was some comment about, you know, how we all have two voices and which voice do we listen to? And I guess for a long time I didn't realise that I hadn't two voices. I just thought that was normal. And I remember being there and being, shit, you know, there is someone else talking to me. And through my journey, I wanted to share that with other people. So I opened up my own yoga school.
Great.
I've had that for 2 years now.
So you've got a yoga school and you've also got a gym.
Yeah, and they're completely separate.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even know that I have both sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's definitely just helped me grow and evolve. You know, seeing all these people come in, and it showed me how many people in my society, in my home community, but also in Australia and the rest of the world are unhappy.
And Carla, you're always growing and evolving, you know, from having this gym, now having a yoga studio, and now you are an author. Tell me more.
I want to share my message and, you know, that happiness is available to everyone. A lot of people, I think that happiness is an end result.
Yeah.
And for a long time, you know, I thought it too. So, you know, when you get married, you'll be happy, or, you know, when you get that job, you'll be happy. But the reality is that happiness is a choice we have in every moment.
Great.
And through me learning that, I want to share that with the world.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I did self-publish my own book, Get Happy Now.
Great. Love it. The Toolkit to Live the Life You Deserve by Carla Marie. Hey, look, that is fantastic. Tell me more about what exactly is happiness?
Well, happiness is just the way we feel. You know, and just choosing, it's a conscious effort to choose the way we see our world. So, for example, you know, you wake up in the morning and the alarm goes off. You have two choices. You can press snooze and be like, oh, I don't want to go to work, life's a drag. Or you can press and get up out of bed and be excited to go to work.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things for me is I was trekking the Kokoda Trail a few years ago.
You've done Kokoda.
Yeah, and Everest Base Camp.
And you've done Everest Base Camp. That is phenomenal. Congratulations.
Thanks. Hard work, but yeah. Good. Yeah.
I'm sure. It is pretty hard work, yeah.
An amazing opportunity, though. But I still remember a conversation. I had a porter carrying my bag, and they don't speak much English. And, we, you know, we're in our boots and, you know, we've got the gear on and they're wearing thongs and carrying. They get paid per kilo that they carry on their back.
Yeah.
So, on average, girls my size carrying 50 kilos on the back. Like, it's unbelievable. And I was just talking to my porter who was behind me, and he says, "Oh, I don't get you, Westerners." I said, "Oh, what do you mean?" He says, "So many people so unhappy." He said, "I don't understand." He goes, "Me, I walk every day, my feet bleed." And he goes, "And I just love to come home and I see my wife, my little baby, me so happy."
Wow.
And I just thought, in that moment, I was like, exactly right. You know, we've got so caught up in what we want, what we think we need, when really it's just here.
Yeah, that is
beautiful. It's just here.
That is beautiful.
So,
looking at this book here, Get Happy Now, how do we get happy now?
Well, for me, what I learnt was that it's a choice and it's a daily effort.
Yeah.
So, you know, like brushing our teeth, we don't decide to do it one day of the month. We do it every day.
Yeah.
If you're like me, twice a day, three times a day. Mm. You know, so making a conscious choice to be happy is something we do every day.
So even through tough times, financial crisis, relationship issues, we just have to make a choice. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And then just look for something, you know, if you are having a bad day, what I love to do is just put my hand here. Do you know a million people around the world didn't wake up this morning?
Mm.
And I've got a heartbeat. I've got a breath. So really,
so it's about being grateful and having that reality check, yeah?
Yeah, that everything's available, you know. And just writing down, like, I love my gratitude journal, writing down every day three things that I'm grateful for.
Mm.
So it could just be the coffee. It could be, you know, the fact that I have a bed to sleep in tonight. Mm.
Carla, you're always moving. You always got things on the go. What's next for you?
I just feel like, for me, I just want to educate as many people as I can.
Mm.
It's my mission in life to help as many people as I can get happy and to realise that they can be happy right now.
Mm. Well, Carla, you're certainly doing that, and thank you so much for coming here to the Celebrity Authority studio. However, just before you go, we actually have a challenge for all of our guests that's on.
Oh, I do like challenges.
I can see you do. Now, this challenge, it's 10 questions in 60-second challenge. So, Carla, do you accept the challenge?
Sure do.
All right, Carla, your time starts now. Favourite colour?
Oh, blue.
Blue. Favourite food?
Oh, tofu and salmon. That's two.
Yum. Favourite celebrity?
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, she's amazing, isn't she?
Oh, incredible. Yeah.
Favourite actor?
Muriel from Muriel's Wedding. What's her name?
She's the Australian girl. Yeah,
brilliant.
I know who you mean. Favourite professional speaker? Thank you. Favourite book?
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, really? Which one?
All of them. Go back and read them. They're all about happiness.
Are. They're great. Oh. I totally agree. Favourite movie?
Ooh. Blood Diamond.
Blood Diamond. That's a great movie, isn't it? Yeah. Favourite city?
Oh, I've been to lots. New York.
New York, New York. Favourite drink?
Oh. Vodka, lime and soda. Yeah,
yeah, lime and soda. Favourite pizza topping?
Vegetarian. With extra avocado.
Extra avocado. Has to be extra. And Carla Simpson, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
An elephant.
An elephant? Why is that?
Because when I was in Africa, they're just so happy.
Mm,
they just plod along. They're in no rush, you know, and just swinging along.
Carla, thank you so much for coming along here to the Celebrity Authority Show.
Thank you.
Welcome. High five.